tougher the day, the greater the strength. The harder the test, the greater the power. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying to you. See, you don't use this on a good day. You gotta save this for a bad day. When all hell is breaking loose and you're scared to get out of the bed and deal with what you gotta. God said, as thy days are, so should thy strength be. In other words, I measured the day before I released the strength. And I am sure that I gave you enough strength to get through whatever this is.
This is the potter's touch.
Greetings in the invincible name of Jesus Christ, our King. I am so excited to have this opportunity to be in your home and a part of your life for the next few moments to share the Word of God with you. I've got an exciting series called Your Divine Destination. I believe it will speak to your life, particularly at this time as you move closer and closer to God's divine purpose in your life. The messages that we're going to share are really going to be the catalyst through which you better understand where you are and, more importantly, where you're going. The message I'm going to share with you today is one that you have got to listen to. The message is called When God Says No. I know what to do when He says yes. Lord have mercy, how do I manage when God says no? Stay tuned. I'm going to show you how to deal with it. Check it out. Jesus finally threw his hands up and says, not my will but thine be done. Paul tried to pray three times and God says no. You have been overruled. And then he says, I said no, Paul, because my grace is sufficient. I know you think that your plan is sufficient. He says, but my grace is sufficient. I considered my grace before I allowed my messenger to send you this prayer. I measured them out. I wouldn't let you be attacked on this level if I didn't give you enough grace. Can I have a few minutes? Just give me a few minutes. The reason we can come in every Sunday and seat you with confidence is because the pews have been constructed to the specifications of a particular weight load that will accommodate the weight of you sitting on this pew. We wouldn't seat you on the pew if the specs did not verify that the weight load is so constructed that you can rest in the integrity of the pew that was prepared for the weight before the weight was applied to it. God said, I considered the weight load before I put the pain in your life. And I know you feel like you cannot handle it. And I know you think that you cannot take it. And I know you feel like you're going to lose your mind. And I know you feel like driving off the cliff. But I just want to tell you, I'm not going to stop it. I'm not going to take it away. I'm not going to give you what you want. But my grace is... Touch three people and say, I got grace for this. I got grace. I got grace for this moment in my life. I got grace for this situation. I got grace. I don't like it, but I got grace for it. It hurts, but I got grace for it. I'm in trouble, but I got grace for it. I may cry, but I got grace for it. I may be in turbulence, but I got grace. I got the grace for the life I lead, for the situations I confront, for the people I deal with, and for the problems I have in my life. And don't let my tears fool you. You may find me crying all the time, but when I get through crying, I will be swinging on you because I do have grace.
Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody in this church. High five somebody, tell them I got grace for this. I got grace for it. Somebody get excited about it. Somebody get glad about it. Somebody get glad about it. I got grace for it. Walk over and tell somebody I got grace for it. I may not have money for it, but I got grace for it. I may not have friends for it, but I got grace for it. I may not have a husband, but I got grace for it. I may have a child that's sick, but I got grace for it. I got grace.
One of my favorite scriptures, I don't give it out often because it's in my private stash. I save it for when all hell is breaking loose in my life. I might share it with you. I pull this out when the devil has knocked my socks off. When I have periods that I don't want to get out of the bed in the morning, I use this one. I might share it with you. It says, as thy days are, so shall thy strength be. As thy days are, so shall thy strength be. That means the tougher the day, the greater the strength. The harder the test, the greater the power. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying to you. See, you don't use this on a good day. You gotta save this for a bad day. When all hell is breaking loose and you're scared to get out of the bed and deal with what you got. God said, as thy days are, so should thy strength be. In other words, I measured the day before I released the strength. And I am sure that I gave you enough strength to get through whatever this. Oh, that's my stuff right there. As thy days are, so should thy strength be. Paul says, therefore, I glory in tribulation. Because I'm starting to realize that the tribulation is an indication of the grace I have to overcome the situation. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? He wouldn't let me go through it if he hadn't qualified me to be able to hand it. So I glory in tribulation. And I said, number three, he's overjoyed. How did he go from being overwhelmed and then prayed about it and he's overruled and now he's overjoyed? I thought I could only be overjoyed when I wasn't overruled. But he says the seasoned saint knows how to be overjoyed in tribulation. The baby saint gets overjoyed when they come out of tribulation, but the seasoned saint gets overjoyed in tribulation. Why? How can I be happy at this? As bad as it is, embarrassing as it is, as painful as it is, as personal as it is, as traumatic as it is. Because he trusted you with trouble. Because you passed enough tests that he knew you could handle it now. Because he's going to show up in your life in a way that he's never showed up before.
because he's going to be glorified through the circumstances that you endured, because he's going to increase your weight load, increase your strength. And yes, you may have more trouble, but you're going to have more glory, more anointing, more blessing, more wisdom, more power, more integrity, more strength, more tenacity, more fight, more drive, more strength, more... I got to quit because I feel like preaching. Slap somebody and holler more.
Still to come on The Potter's Touch.
So just for this one Sunday, I'd like to talk to people about what to do. And God says, no. How do you find the strength to get out of the bed every morning when all hell is breaking loose? And wipe your own tears out of your face, because you've got nobody else to wipe them but you.
I know I got at least one passenger. The Lord is with me in the storm. Storm, if you fight me, you gotta fight him. I don't have no details, but I am coming out of this. I don't know where the money's coming from, but I am coming out of this. I don't know whether it'll be divine healing or medicine. I am coming out of this.
For helping us reach others with your gift of any size, you'll receive your Divine Destination as a 2-CD set. Just visit our website or call 1-800-BISHOP-2.
The storm may blow a lot of things away from me, but it will not blow him away from me.
And when your gift is $60 or more, we'll give you both messages from Your Divine Destination on DVD as well. However, when your gift is $100 or more, we will also add the Grateful Heart Stationery Set. Let us help you navigate through your storm today.
Ooh, I got to quit because I feel like preaching. Slap somebody and holler more! More of this means more of that. More of this means more of that. So when you see all hell breaking loose, understand that the angels are coming from every direction. So as I close, you have to trust God when he says no. You have to trust God when you didn't get the job. You have to trust God when you didn't get the house. You have to trust God when your child didn't come home. You have to trust God, when you close a casket. You have to trust God when he says no, that the tougher the day is, the greater the grace. The tougher the times are, the stronger the strength. The more tenacious the dilemma, the more equipped the believer. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. You have to trust him that his grace is sufficient. I'll close with Pastor Robinson. I've known you the bigger part of my life, seen you go through all kinds of hell. Remember you when you were thinking about getting married to Nora Kay, your first wife. Remember when she got sick. Remember when she suddenly died? I was there at the funeral. If you would have died when Nora Kay died, you'd have never met Beverly. Every person has a like to die moment. Holloway had 8 eye surgeries. Almost went blind. Like to die. Kept on fighting.
came back from the dead. You will win if you do not quit. Now, you can get self-help at the bookstore, but sometimes self can't help self. You can get motivation from the motivationalist, but sometimes you cannot motivate when you need a miracle. You can get socialization in the club, the sorority, the lodge. You can go on a cruise and socialize with people. Church is for more than socialization. We do socialize, but it's more than that. We do motivate, but it's more than that. We do encourage, but it's more than that. What we give here that is unique to us is food for the soul, is fight for the fighter, is seed for the sower, is bread for the eater. And for them that have no might, if you can just get to the word of God, you can tie a knot and hold on. I'm going to do something different. I normally make the altar call right here, open up the door of the church, and go out. I'm going to ask you for something that's really hard to get from church people, and I'm going to tell you why. It's really hard to get from church people because we have such an obligation to have it all together. You know, I minister. I just came back from Australia. I'll be in London this weekend. I minister to all types of people, all cultures, all classes. Sometimes in our cultural fiber, we have this responsibility to act like everything is fine, even though our pants are on fire. We smile. One of the hardest things to get from church people is honesty. You can get them to work, you can get them to serve, you can get them to give, you can get them to do anything, except admit that something overwhelmed me. I think we think it'll make God look bad. And we don't want to make God look bad, so we smile while our britches burn up with gasoline. I want to make an altar call to pray with people who like to die. Overwhelmed, overruled, and secretly wonder, where is God? Don't you hear me screaming? Don't you know I'm tired? I know you got to. It may not be everybody, but I know God never gives me a message like this if somebody doesn't need it. So just for this one Sunday, I'd like to talk to people about what to do when God says no. How do you find the strength to get out of the bed every morning when all hell is breaking loose? And wipe your own tears out of your face because you got nobody else to wipe them but you. The reason I had to preach it and the reason you had to be here is that God wanted you to know that His grace is sufficient. That you can draw on Him and get what you need to get through every day of your life. That He will not allow the enemy to send anything into your life that is stronger than His power is upon your life to get you through this moment in your life. And He wants you to know that when you pass through the waters, He'll be with you. And when you go through the fire, He'll be there too. And when you were crying in the middle of the night, that He heard you. And He wants you to know that He cares about you. And He sent me here to share this word. I swear unto you, I got to catch a plane right after this. But I couldn't go on my flight until I brought this word to you. God's grace is sufficient for every test and every tear and every storm and every problem. In your life,
Reach out and touch somebody. Even if I don't pray, I want you to touch them. I want you to touch them because your touching them is a sermon. Your touching them says you are not alone. You are not the only one. See, the person you're touching thinks they're the only one who goes through hell. The person you're touching thinks that nobody knows what it feels like to be them but them. But when you reached out and touched them, you broke through the darkness and you broke through the loneliness and you broke through the emptiness, and suddenly they recognize that this is not all hell breaking loose, that this is life and that this goes along with life. And when you touch them, they recognize that they are not alone. Squeeze that hand, because I can deal with it better if I'm not in this prison by myself. I can stand it better if I understand that somebody else made it out, I can make it out too. I feel the anointing of God moving up and down these aisles, moving from person to person, from breast to breast. And I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. For that one who was at the end of their rope, increase their strength. For that one that was about to faint, increase their might. For that one that felt like they were about to die, revive their souls right now. Revive their faith right now. Revive their tenacity right now. God, I rebuke the darkness. I rebuke the demons. I rebuke the night. I rebuke depression. I rebuke suicide. I rebuke frustration. I rebuke it right now. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You will get out of here today. The power of God surrounds us. God be glorified in this place. I release peace. I release anointing. I release power. I release wisdom. I release patience. I release tenacity. We will not faint. We will not quit. We will not cave. We will stand. Stand. Stand.
And we'll be right back after this.
I know I got at least one passenger. The Lord is with me in the storm. Storm, if you fight me, you gotta fight him. I don't have no details, but I am coming out of this. I don't know where the money's coming from, but I am coming out of this. I don't know whether it'll be divine healing or medicine. I am coming out of this.
For helping us reach others with your gift of any size, you'll receive your Divine Destination as a 2-CD set. Just visit our website or call 1-800-BISHOP-2.
The storm may blow a lot of things away from me, but it will not blow him away from me.
And when your gift is $60 or more, we'll give you both messages from your Divine Destination on DVD as well. However, when your gift is $100 or more, we will also add the Grateful Heart Stationery set. Let us help you navigate through your storm today.
This is an opportunity for pastors to hone their tools and skills. Coming from every direction, they are converging in Orlando. This is not a conference for people who are satisfied for the status quo, for people who want to be normal and fit in the clique. This is for the radical, relentless leader who is ready to go where he has never gone before and do what she has never done before. It's a branching out opportunity.
The story of Black Nativity is based on the written play by Langston Hughes. It's about an inner city 16-year-old boy. You know, grew up without a father, just his mother in the house. So he's been trying to be the man of the house his whole life.
Hey, Ma. What's wrong? We've been evicted?
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
I set out to write something very, very contemporary and very, something that would resonate with people right now. And so I wrote about, you know, a single mother struggling to raise a teenage son and, you know, estranged from her parents, and a son trying to kind of heal in some ways the rift between them.
You're going to spend the holidays with your grandparents.
We don't even know them.
I'm just thinking about what's best for you.
My character's story is a young, struggling mother, and she's trying to find her way and continue to survive on her own.
Grandma, what happened to my father? Is he dead or alive?
A grandson that they have never met comes to visit, their world is changed for the better.
I'm just trying to figure out why I've never met them, why I never knew them, and why I've never met my father.
We know that 70%, particularly African-American children, are born in this country today without fathers, and so it is a reality. But she doesn't demonize the father as well. She doesn't place him beyond redemption. She's not male-bashing. She also brings up the notion of surrogate fathers and the whole grandparenting notion. And these are all contemporary things that we're seeing walked out in the pages and dramas of our lives every day.
What went down with you guys and my mom? Why don't you talk?
The Reverend and I would do anything for you and your mother.
Everybody's getting together for Thanksgiving and Christmas, but people aren't really together. When I read the script and I seen that the dynamics of all of that type of stuff was in this movie, and it was all anchored in the Word of God, and it was all anchored in spirituality and forgiveness and hope.
It's time to forgive. And it's time to come home.
The biggest unspoken message is breaking the cycle.
I'm not sure you don't end up on the screen in some way, that you aren't interconnected with the whole message and mood of that whole family experience. The anointing is moving all over this room. I thank you for it, Lord. Somebody, right where you are, don't move, don't go nowhere, right where you are. Stand flat-footed and thank the Lord. Right on that step, thank the Lord. Right where you are, thank the Lord. Don't know how you're gonna pay it, but thank the Lord. Don't know how the story's going, but thank the Lord. Because we trust you when we can't trace you. And we trust you when we don't understand, and we trust you even through our tears, that you love us enough to give us the grace for the day that we're in. I know you don't know the person next to you, or maybe then again you do, but I want you to just turn around and hug them till they turn blue and encourage them to hold on to the Lord. Encourage them. We got to stop there, but it's been a real joy and a real delight to share the word of the Lord with you. So many times we go before God and he either says no or he says nothing at all. And we wonder, where are you, God, when I need you? Prayed that prayer 1,000 times. He's right there, a present help in the midst of trouble. He may not move the mountain for you. There are some times that his grace will give you the power to climb over top of it. Whatever your situation is today, know that God hath not forgotten you, and I have not forgotten you. I want to meet you in the spirit, in prayer, as we believe God for things that are immeasurable and things that sometimes you cannot even articulate. Still, God is there to bless you. Know that I'm praying for you, particularly you partners. I lift you up before God all the time, and I thank God for you and all the things that God is doing in your life. I pray God bless you 1,000 times more. I'll be waiting for you right here on this station. Will you be there? I hope so. I'll be here.